Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 31 on October 13, 2018. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover trades from last week on Coty Inc., Transocean, and Anadarko Petroleum Company. And we also discussed three new trades on CNX Resources, the Spider S&P 500 ETF, and the U.S. Oil Fund ETF. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here or about your own positions, feel free to email me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know in order to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, this week, we had quite an interesting week. It ended up being a 4% correction, but really it was a 5% correction in the markets, seeing the market move a total of something like 1,400 points in 2 days on Wednesday and Thursday. And then, of course, we had a 1% pullback on Friday to finish the week at 4%. But I think a correction had been in the works for quite a while. Several analysts have been warning against it, and we finally saw it this week. Some people say it's based on the interest rate expectations from the Federal Reserve. And of course, they have to raise interest rates to offset the potential price increases that will come from tariffs. So fairly heady economic terms. And there are going to be a million articles written about it this weekend. I oftentimes will read Barron's. Barron's is one of the publications tied to Dow Jones Media, who also owns the Wall Street Journal. So the Barron's weekend edition, I'm sure there'll be some interest rate and some U.S. economy-based articles. So feel free to hop over there and take a look. I'm going to be taking a look at it a little bit later. Now, the market, as I said, finished the week down 4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the week down 1,107 points, closing at 25,339.99 points on Friday. And the S&P 500 index also fell 118 points to end the week at 2,767 points. Now, this upcoming week, we'll hear from 191 public companies that will be announcing their earnings. On Monday, Bank of America will announce. On Tuesday, we'll hear from Interactive Brokers, BlackRock, Goldman Sachs, Netflix, Johnson & Johnson, and Morgan Stanley. And then on Wednesday, we'll hear from Alcoa, Abbott Labs, U.S. Bancorp, and Kinder Morgan. And then on Thursday, we'll hear from Blackstone Group, E-Trade, PayPal, and Philip Morris International. And then on Friday, of course, Procter & Gamble and Schlumberger will report earnings. So those are just a handful of the 191 publicly traded companies that will be announcing this week. Those are the companies that I will most likely be keeping an eye on and maybe even looking for trading opportunities after they announce earnings. I think if you've listened to the show for long enough, you'll know that trading before earnings, it's that whole buy the rumor, sell the fact. You can get a lot of market volatility, which can be great for trading options. But you also can get some disproportionate moves, stock price moves that are significantly more volatile than what you would normally see. So you have to be aware of the danger with which you're playing. So overall, what a crazy week we had in the market. 5% correction over 2 days, and then a 1% pullback on Friday, which is pretty typical for a move of that size. As people tend to take profits on short trades for the week, they typically they'll have to buy in their short trades. And so that's one of the reasons why you'll normally see a upward price move on the Friday after having a significant down move earlier in the week. And you know, no trader that's made money wants to hold on to their position over the weekend. A lot can happen over the weekend, and you're really limited as to what you can do to offset any risk that does happen over the weekend. I always tell people about an option trade I was in on crude oil futures that was great, and then I left town, actually left the country for a brief vacation, and entrusted my position to a coworker who assured me that he would watch it. Well, Friday I left the U.S. and went down to Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, and on I believe it was Sunday, Egypt was the first one to sort of blow up and really started, started going after Mubarak, the president at the time, and it was sort of that was the start of several other countries also having a significant amount of civil unrest, and that had a huge effect on the oil market. So, you know, I was long puts, which benefit when the market goes down, but you know, I also had some futures that I was long as a hedge to those puts. Well, the coworker got rid of those long futures, and so by the time the market started popping, the puts just lost a couple hundred grand over the weekend. Whereas if I had still had those futures to offset the hedge against a adverse move, I would have made a great amount of money that weekend. But you know, weekends are tricky. You never know, news events and all sorts of things. So if you're making money on Wednesday and Thursday, and you have an opportunity to lock in some profit on Friday, and you're uncertain about the upcoming moves in the next week or two, take the money off the table. And that's part of what we saw yesterday, or on Friday yesterday, in the market with the 1% rise. So let's dive into the trades for this past week. The covered call trade that I mentioned was on Coty Inc., a maker of fragrances, kind of a white labeler of fragrances. When we looked at the stock, it was trading for $11.62. We looked at selling the November 12 call and collecting 62 cents, hoping for an 8.61% return in 6 weeks. So this is the November trade. November expiration, I believe, is on November 16th, roughly 6 weeks from that point in time. Well, Coty shares actually fell 59 cents on the week, and that shouldn't be a shocker given the what we saw in the market in general. And that 59 cents just about consumed all of the premium that we received in selling that call option and collecting 62 cents. So at this point, we're still net positive 3 cents on the trade. However, with us only being 3 cents away from our break-even point, you know, the point at which we've neither made nor lost money, I would look to roll the strike lower. That means if the stock continues to fall, so if it keeps going down on Monday, I'd look at buying back the November 12 call. Currently, you would pay 42 cents for this, which locks in 20 cents since we sold it for 62 cents. I would then sell the November 11 call and collect even more premium. I believe those are in the market. You could sell those right now for around 76 cents. So since this is a November trade, there's plenty of time to make sure that this one finishes as a winner. And winning to me on a covered call trade, just to make it clear, winning to me is keeping almost all of the premium I collect for selling that option and having my shares of stock delivered against the call option I sold. So basically, with the covered call, my goal is ultimately to keep the premium I sold it for and to make money on the stock so that ultimately the stock goes up, I keep the money I sold that call option for, and the buyer of the call option exercises their option and I deliver the stock and I get to start fresh the next month. Second trade we looked at was on Transocean, symbol RIG, RIG. At the time we looked at it, stock was trading for $13.66. And we looked at selling the October 13.5/13 put spread for 16 cents. Well, of course, given the move in the market, the shares of Transocean fell 47 cents this week, ending the week at $13.19 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold now has an intrinsic value of 31 cents. I calculated that intrinsic value by subtracting $13.19 from $13.50, which is the strike on our short put option. Now, with 1 week left, here are this was an October trade. So with 1 week left, here are a couple things you can do. First, if you buy in the 13.5 put spread right now, you lose 14 cents. So there are two things you can do to offset this 14 cents. First, sell the 14.5 call spread for 11 cents. And by selling the 13.5 call for 22 cents and then buying the 14 call for 11 cents, now you've offset 11 cents of the 14 cent loss. And you can also sell the 12.5 put spread for 12 cents by selling the 13 put for 27 cents and buying the 12.5 put for 15 cents. So by selling the call spread and the put spread, you actually collect another 23 cents on this trade, and you widen out your break-even range, meaning you have a wider gap around the current price before you actually start losing money on this trade. And again, this trade only, it's an October trade, so it expires on Friday. If you did nothing, this trade, this 13.5 put spread will expire being worth 50 cents, 50 cents. So we knew that when we sold this trade for 16 cents, we were open on 34 cents. If you do nothing, you will ultimately lose that 34 cents. So it's important to make a second trade to go ahead and try and either limit loss or possibly even finish for a scratch or a profit. So the debit spread, of course, we looked at was on Anadarko Petroleum, symbol APC, Apple Paul Charles. The stock at the time was trading for $69.12. And we looked at buying the October 68.5-69 call spread for 33 cents, hoping to gain the 17 cents or 51% return on our capital in a two-week trade. This is an October trade, so it only had 2 weeks left. Well, of course, given the move in the market this past week, shares of Anadarko fell $1.49, ending the week at $67.63. So the in-the-money call spread we purchased last week is now significantly out of the money. We can sell the spread right now for 11 cents, which locks in a loss of 22 cents per spread. And I would absolutely buy in this spread. And then look to sell a call and a put spread to offset it. So by selling a call spread and a put spread, what we'll create is the same sort of profit loss center that we did around the credit spread that we looked at just a second ago on Transocean. So this is the last week for trading October. And since expiration is on Friday, if you sell the 67.66 put spread and collect 10 cents and then sell the 68.68 call spread for 13 cents, you actually end up collecting 23 cents for these two trades, which offsets that 22 cent loss that we had on our in the money debit spread. And of course, just like in the last trade, it widens out our break even range. So as long as stock finishes between $67 and $68, which is right where it is right now, and we're only talking about over the next 5 days, if prices finish there, then we walk away for scratch. Of course, you'll pay commission as well, but you will have limited your loss on this trade. And it's great because I told you guys last week that these were risky trades because they were October trades, but here it is, 1 week left. And because of the significant move that we saw in the overall market, we actually have second trades that we can put on to make it where our loss is, you know, zero or very minimal. So that's one of the things I love about options. It's different than just trading stock, right? If you were long stock and the market moved 5% and you made 1% back on Friday, you're still down 4% and you don't have another thing you can do other than buy more stock or sell stock, which locks in the loss. With options, you have a few more things you can do to move your capital around and possibly make some money. So I also wanted to mention one of the things that I won't get into deeply in this podcast, but I will ultimately, it's one of the things about options, and that's synthetic positions. So I was telling a couple of the members of the Option Studio class that, asked them which option increases when the market goes down. And that's, of course, a put option. Put options increase in value as the stock falls. But those put options are actually really expensive right now. So imagine if you wanted to create a scenario where your option position makes money as the market falls, that would be long puts, but you can't buy the puts because they're super expensive or not very liquid in the market. Well, you could certainly buy calls. The market makers will gladly sell you calls. So if you buy calls and actually hedge with stock, which means you're shorting stock as you buy the calls, it actually creates the same payoff as a put option and allows you to enter a position at a lower cost because you're paying less for those call options than you would have paid for the put option, and you have the same payoff. So I have an Excel file that actually graphs out payoffs for me, and it makes it really clear where I make money, where I lose money, and it lets me analyze any position that I have on really cleanly. So if you guys want a copy of that, if you want a copy of that Excel file that will show you how to graph your positions, just email me at eric@theweeklyoption.com, and I'll email you that file, and probably we may, for the people that pick up that file, we may have a little quick little webinar or something, or maybe I'll make a video to show you how to use it and how it will help you in learning how to trade options. So that all being said, let's look at the trade ideas for this upcoming week. The cover call, I'm looking at CNX Resources, symbol CNX, Charles Nancy X-Ray. The stock right now is trading for $14.16, and I'm looking at selling the November 15 call for 37 cents, and that's planning a roughly 8.5% return in 5 weeks. Now, CNX is an oil and gas producer based up in Pennsylvania. They are big in natural gas production in the Appalachian Basin. So this company is doing well, especially as we enter the winter months. We tend to see significant support for natural gas. And so I think the stock should head higher, assuming limited systematic or overall market risk. This stock heads higher. If it goes above $15 at expiration, November expiration, we'll see an 8.5% return on your money. The next trade, of course, is the credit spread. For this one, I'm looking at the spiders, the S&P 500 ETF, symbol SPY, Sam Paul Yellow. Stock finished up this week at $275.95. And I'm looking at selling the November 282-283 call spread, collecting 36 cents. So by doing this, or to get into this trade, you would sell the 282 call in November for $2.96, and you would buy the 283 call in November for $2.60. And then our final trade for the week is a debit spread. This is a spread that we will purchase. I'm looking at the USO, the U.S. Oil Fund ETF, symbol USO, Uncle Sam Oscar. Stock finished the week trading $15.12. And I'm looking at buying the November 14 half 15 call spread for 32 cents, which is what yield us a 56% return in 5 weeks. So that is it for this week. Hope you enjoyed the show. Always appreciate you listening. Email me if you like the payoff graph spreadsheet or if you have any questions on your positions. Hey, happy trading. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.